Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Today, we're going to talk about situational awareness. It's an integral part of C4ISR. It plays a huge part in operations for airborne, land-based, and maritime platforms. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Carl Daniels, Chief Operating Officer of CartNav. We'll hear more about a software that enhances situational awareness by processing and managing imagery and data from a variety of sensors. And we're also going to take a look at some of the trends in C4ISR. Carl, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Hi, John. It's great to be here. Good to be on the show.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to have you. So this sounds really interesting. So maybe to begin, could you tell us a little bit more about CartNav?
Yeah, absolutely. So, John, we've been around since 2002. So CartNav, it's a software company based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we also have some employees in St. John's, Newfoundland. And we're focused on building ISR mission software. So we're about 65 people doing that work, and we're really, you know, doing that work around the world. So we've got about 200 customers around the world now and installed on about 500 different platforms, you know, so certainly a really good Canadian export success story. I'm very proud of the work that we're doing. Yeah, so in terms of what we're doing in the C4ISR space, so primarily we've been, you know, we had started actually working on airborne surveillance platforms, and we had started primarily with EOIR, you know, camera systems, integrating with those and incorporating the sensor feeds with a map and looking for, you know, targets of interest and putting those things onto a common map so that users can easily, you know, identify and filter out what they're looking for. And then as the ISR missions became more complicated and complex, we started integrating other sensors that our customers were looking for. So things such as maritime radar, AIS, so automatic identification from ships. We're doing things now with ADS-B as that becomes a standard now in aerospace. So some really interesting integration projects we're doing with our software. And what we've also found then is, you know, there's been a demand on other platforms such as ships and UAVs.
Well, it certainly is a great success story. As I understand it, it's been about 3.5 years since CartNav was acquired by Paula Aerospace. Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience has been like? And how is the acquisition affecting CartNav?
Yeah, you're correct. So in August of 2016, CartNav was acquired by Paula Aerospace. And, you know, first, maybe I'll talk a bit about why we were acquired. You know, PAL itself provides end-to-end solutions for special mission aircraft. So everything from acquiring aircraft, modifying it, to then even operating it for different customers around the world. And, you know, what they found is that CartNav was would fill sort of a missing piece, and that was the software, you know, to drive some of their missions. So really, we became, I'd say, the connective tissue on the of all of the sensors that they were operating in on their aircraft. Then we really fit a good need for you know, one of the gaps within PAL Aerospace. And so now that we're part of that company, we're really exposed to many more opportunities. You know, PAL's doing work all over the world, in the UAE, in Curacao, pursuing opportunities in Europe and in Asia Pacific. You know, so just their pursuits of these markets and their understanding of the ISR space has really informed our product and allowed us to actually build a better product. It also gives us a platform on which to test our software, and also we get access to subject matter experts that, you know, that we didn't have before. It's really been, I think, a very good win-win situation for both CartNav and PAL Aerospace.
I was just going to say that. It sounds like it. PAL is also currently delivering the new Department of Fisheries and Oceans DFO contract. What's CartNav's involvement in this multi-million dollar program?
Yeah, it's certainly one of the most complex programs we've been involved with. The program itself is being delivered with two King Air aircraft and two Dash 8 aircraft. So two different types of aircraft, and they're coming equipped with maritime radar, with ADS-B, AIS, EOIR, and also very new is this wide area optical sensor called VIDAR for search and rescue missions. So it's a very complicated program. So CARTNAV is providing the mission system software to integrate all of those things together and put that into an easy-to-use interface for the sensor operators and mission commander. So that's one aspect of the work. The second part is providing then a common operating picture for all the missions that might be in flight at one time, and that's a product called the Surveillance Information Server. Providing that common operating picture back to the ground is one of the pieces of software that, that CARTNAV is deploying as part of that contract.
Carl, could we maybe talk about some of the Canadian programs that are on the radar that CARTNAV may be looking at?
So in terms of the Canadian programs, it's exciting for us because most of our work is done outside of Canada. So about 95% of our current work is actually delivered elsewhere. So just the ability to look at some Canadian programs that are upcoming is exciting for me. First, let me talk about one of the existing programs we're on is we're part of the CP-140 program. So we're doing work there alongside, you know, the mission system that's the primary mission system from General Dynamics Canada. But our AIM system is also on board the CP-140 program, which is really used to help with overland surveillance missions. In terms of programs that we are pursuing, so things like the multi-role boat program. So this is two rigid hull inflatable boats that will be deployed from our Halifax class ships. So we are pursuing that program to be the command and control system on board, you know, those boats. You know, we're expecting a decision this year about that, and hopefully we'll be successful on that. So some of the other programs we're looking at are the RPAS program from you know, the Air Force is putting out, and this is a remotely piloted air vehicle that will have a radar, will have a camera and other surveillance packages on it. So we're hoping to be part of that program. But certainly we're looking at the requirements of that program, and it's helping inform, you know, our product roadmap. The Royal Canadian Navy also has a program for unmanned aerial vehicles under the RCN ISTAR program. So that is a tactical UAV. We're doing quite a bit of work with tactical UAVs around the world, so we think we have a very good solution for the RCN program. And then actually Transport Canada, currently on the street, there's an RPAS program for national surveillance that we're looking at. And then lastly, one of the other programs that is important to us is the MAISR program, so the Manned ISR program. There's some opportunity on that program because it too includes airborne surveillance, and it will require a mission system.
Wow, that's quite a bit. You've got a lot, quite a bit going on. At the beginning of the show, I also promised our listenership and readership that we would talk a little bit about some of the trends in C4ISR, and we'd love to hear from you about it. What do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, there's some big trends that we're seeing. You know, probably the largest trend that we're seeing is the requirement to share the data that's being collected. So the sharing of that data is quite important. So, you know, obviously the platforms that are collecting this data, it's important to be able to distribute that to decision makers so that, you know, the right decisions can be made in a timely fashion. So that's certainly what we're seeing, is the ability to get that information off of the sensor, off of the platform, into the hands of decision makers. In terms of, you know, what we're seeing on ISR platform specifically, we're seeing a lot of demand for unmanned vehicles, whether they're in the air or whether they're at a ship surface. Not just those vehicles are important, but the sensors that go on those vehicles. So what we're seeing is that, you know, cameras, radars on aerial vehicles or boats, you know, those are being asked for more and more. And you know, some of the challenges then we see, you know, there's some technological challenges in terms of connectivity and bandwidth. So the more sensors you put on a UAV, as an example, such as radar, you know, that there's a lot of information then that needs to get down to the ground or back to a mothership. So so we're doing a lot of work around low bandwidth, you know, and connectivity. And then the other thing we're seeing is, you know, deployed operations from maritime platforms. So things like, you know, frigates deploying UAVs or RIBs, you know, to be able to extend their situational awareness beyond their primary combat management systems. We're seeing that as being, you know, quite an opportunity in the market.
Well, there's certainly a lot of opportunities, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more opportunities as well as technology develops. You're listening to Vanguard Radio, and we have had the privilege of speaking to Carl Daniels, Chief Operating Officer at CartNav. Carl, I want to thank you for joining our show today. It's been really interesting.
Yeah, thank you, John. It was a pleasure.